It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Shawn Mendes a couple days ago said that he wasn't currently dating anyone, and even if he was still in his hometown, he doesn't even know that he would be there either. He said, "It hasn't stumbled across me, and I'm not chasing it." Of course, seeing all those other artists and people in relationships, you think maybe it would be nice. Who would be great for me? And that's when you realize this is wrong. Let it be. I'm not supposed to be with anyone right now. Well, now he's clarifying those comments.
It's funny how they worded that. Like, oh. I just had to be single. I didn't mean it like, oh, I have to be single. I just meant like, I meant like, love isn't something I think you should chase because then it isn't real. So you have to just kind of let it happen.
LeBron James recently admitted that due to his upbringing, he initially viewed whites suspiciously and did not want to be around white people until he learned to give them a chance. During a recent interview, he said that when he first began attending an exclusive, mostly white private high school in Ohio, he was not very keen on having to talk to white people.
I went to an all-white Catholic high school. Like, when I first went to the ninth grade in the high school, I was on some, like, I'm not f***ing with white people. Like, because I was so institutionalized growing up in the hood, it's like, they don't want us to succeed. So I'm like, I'm going to this school to play ball, and that's it. I don't want nothing to do with white people. I don't believe that they want anything to do with my, I don't want no, it's me and my boys, we going to high school together, and we here to hoop.
Kill the white man.
Whoa, that's a little extreme, but okay.
Real Housewives of New York star Luann de Lesseps is no longer facing hard time. A judge approved a plea deal in her drunken arrest case. Since Luann dodged the felony charge, she is going to stay out of jail. She agreed to plead guilty to battery, trespassing, and disorderly intoxication for the Palm Beach County arrest. As part of the plea deal, Luann has to knock out 50 hours of community service and attend 2 AA meetings a week in her home state of New York. She also can't use drugs or alcohol and must submit to random drug testing, 1 year probation. Luann was arrested on Christmas Eve for attacking a cop during her bust. She also had to write an apology letter to the cop that she hit.
I'm sorry for hitting you.
I will not hit. Ed Sheeran says that he and Bruno Mars are friends and they hang out a lot, but he was very jealous when he saw Bruno's video for Finesse.
I was in the studio the other day with Bruno Mars, and we know each other very well. We hang out. When that Finesse video came out, I rarely get really jealous, but you kind of like watch it and you're like, that's so cool. Like, I could never do that. You know, I could imagine, replace me in the video. Is it as cool?
And it looks like Damon Harriman has been cast to play Charles Manson in Quentin Tarantino's new movie about the cult leader. Harriman is best known for starring in the FX series Justified and bears a striking resemblance to Manson. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood already has an impressive cast, including Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio, Margot Robbie, Dakota Fanning, Burt Reynolds, Al Pacino, Kurt Russell, Tim Roth, James Marsden, and Luke Perry.
I thought you were going to say, like, Marco Rubio. I'm like, what? All right, that is the garbage on the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now 100.9.